This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. In a couple hours, we'll get some new information on oil. Weekly numbers from the government's Energy Information Administration on supply. The price of a gallon of gas rose 14 cents last week, and it makes you wonder, why do gas prices go up so quickly but come down so slowly? Gigi Duban reports.
Gas prices can be such a downer. When they go up, they shoot right up. But when they're falling, it's super slow. Except in January, when gas prices fell 17%. Bob Johnson is director of economic analysis for Morningstar.
January was probably kind of like nothing I've seen before. It really did come down steeply in 1 month.
Since then, gas prices have climbed.
So it usually tends to move a little bit slower on the downside.
Tony Starkey is with Bentec Energy. He says that's because gasoline bought at the pump today is based on crude oil prices the previous month.
So there's like this a bit of a lag between, you know, the price we're seeing at the pump versus the crude that was purchased to make that gasoline.
Except, he says, when a refinery goes down, like for maintenance or if there's a fire. Because when those 18-wheelers are picking up gasoline to deliver and it's not there, the spike in gas prices happens quickly. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.